This is Petica's audition of the Pete and Patrick scene. "I wanted it to be true," he says, his voice strong and clear now. "I've wanted it for years, forever." He's not talking to Derek. He owes this confession to Pete, and he keeps eye contact for a brief eternity before Pete finally blinks, takes a step towards him, then another. "Patrick." Pete makes an abortive gesture, starts to reach his hand out, then drops it back to his side. "I don't... really?" Patrick reaches his own hand out to Pete and nods. "Yeah, I should have told you. I'm sorry." Pete closes the distance between them, shouldering a dumbfounded Derek aside. And then they're kissing, pressed against the trailer with Pete's hands fisted in Patrick's shirt. This isn't like Pete's gentle wake-up kisses or the quick smacking kisses he gave Patrick in public. And it's nothing like the glancing, playful kisses on stage. This kiss is hot and possessive. Pete licks Patrick's bottom lip and then bites it, and all Patrick can do is clutch at Pete's arms and whimper. Dimly, he's aware of Andy leading Derek back out towards the security barrier. He'd probably feel badly about the slump of Derek's shoulders, but he's too busy feeling incredibly lucky and really pretty turned on. He twists his fingers into Pete's flat-ironed hair and presses kisses at each corner of his mouth, on his jaw, the tip of his nose. "Sorry," he repeats in a whisper. "I'm so sorry." Pete bites him lightly on the tip of his nose, then pulls away again. "I think Andy probably introduced him to security. You're probably clear," he says. "And what?" "What?" Patrick asks, just in case he's confused. "I just..." Pete actually ducks his head and scuffs his toe in the dirt, scratching his fingers through his hair. "Derek's gone. You don't need me to pre..." "Oh, you cannot possibly be serious," Patrick says, and Pete grins.